Storm Publishing presents The Body at Rookery Barn, written by Kate Hardy and read by Tamsin Kennard. Dedicated to the memory of my grandmother, Doris Camp, who taught me to read at a ridiculously early age. My mum, Sandra Sewell, who told me stories, encouraged me to write my own, and bought me my first typewriter. And my cousin, Terry Baker, who was always the first to celebrate with me. Love you and miss you all so very much. Chapter 1.
I really wouldn't go in there if I were you.
Halfway through putting the key in the Yale lock of the front door, and with one hand still on the cast-iron thumb latch, Georgina looked round. She couldn't see the woman who was talking. When she'd walked down from her farmhouse to the flint and brick converted barn she rented out as a holiday cottage, the shingled drive had been completely empty. The little flagstone courtyard by Rookery Barn was empty, too. Apart from the odd bee buzzing lazily across the tulips and forget-me-nots that foamed over the edges of the terracotta troughs along the front of the barn.
I mean it. Don't go in, the voice continued.
With that slight Norfolk accent, the woman had to be someone local, but it wasn't a voice Georgina recognised.
Call the police and the ambulance.
What? This didn't make sense. Why could she hear someone but not see them, particularly as it was usually the other way round?
Who's there? Are you hurt?
Georgina asked, narrowing her eyes. There was no answer. Maybe it was her new hearing aids. The audiologist had run through all the usual tests at the fitting appointment this morning and checked that the connection to her phone worked. Maybe she'd accidentally switched on a radio app, broadcasting a drama, in the same way that you could pocket dial someone, and the radio had connected to her hearing aids. The mobile signal around Little Wenborough could be a bit patchy, which would explain why bits of the drama were cutting out. Of course, there wasn't anyone actually here. She would have heard footsteps crunching on the shingle, or the rooks who gave their name to the farmhouse and the barn would have seen and yelled about it from the little copse of oak trees at the bottom of the garden where they nested. Brushing aside her unease, Georgina decided to switch over to a music station when she started cleaning the barn, now that Roland Garnett, the classics lecturer who'd been staying there for the last 3 weeks working on his book, had left. Knowing that her hospital appointment was first thing on Friday morning, and she wouldn't see her guest before his departure, she'd dropped in yesterday afternoon to say goodbye. Confirm what...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?